This is The Yearbook. It's a family show. We'll get to that in a second. You can subscribe, listen to us on iTunes, comment at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. We have to hurry because we have to go to a game. NHL playoffs start soon. We'll miss Glenn Healy in the broadcast booth. We liked when he said this is a family show. Speedway was announced as, what are they officially? The official fuel of IndyCar racing, is that it? When that was announced, we were like, eh, whatever. Until you're watching college basketball and you see an ad for Speedway having nothing to do with IndyCar racing. It's just happy families spending time together at the gas station. And then at the end, they show a huge logo and they say in just this general commercial, the official fuel of IndyCar. Now, all of a sudden to us, it's a big deal. Maybe some college basketball fans now will start watching IndyCar. Baseball prosecutorial overreach. We got that right. I can't believe it. Major League Baseball rolled out some rules changes for this season and next, and some of the rules will probably be proven to be good moves, but then there's the rule requiring pitchers to face at least three batters. So you can't bring in a guy to face one batter and then take him out anymore. You would think, we weren't in the meeting, this is in response to how different the game looked last season. Teams changing pitchers with abandon, throwing multiple pitchers at opposing batters, using nearly entire pitching staffs in one game. Because it turns out right now, that's the most efficient way to win. Relievers starting games and facing two batters. It looked and sounded strange, but it looked and sounded great in a really compelling postseason. Thankfully, having to pitch to at least three batters heads off the trend. That wasn't yet a trend. It was 1 year. That's it. 1 year. Remember how the football offense of the future was here today and it was unstoppable? Well, it was difficult, but the Patriots stopped the Rams in the Super Bowl. Remember how the Houston Rockets spread the floor so far they were impossible to defend? The same old Warriors team stopped them. Times change. Managers, coaches, and players figure things out. Actually, a better example would be in football, the run-pass option, annoyingly called RPO, which terrorized the NFL for 1 year. Then everyone figured it out. But MLB has decided after 1 year, they're going to figure it out for the coaches and players. Meant to, in a way, ban strategy and keep the game exactly the same, the new rule gives good old traditional baseball a brand new problem. Which should have been obvious, by the way. You've seen games where a reliever has an off night, and relievers can do a lot of damage in a very short amount of time. Say, in less than three batters, he quickly puts two men on base, or quickly gives up multiple hits, or keeps throwing wild pitches. Now you can't take him out until he faces three batsmen. Hope that game you're watching wasn't critical for any reason. And here's another new problem to compound a nearly three decades old problem. MLB and MLB writers like to talk about parity when there isn't any. Baseball rarely has a small market champion, and small market contenders don't keep rising up. They just keep replacing each other. Now low revenue teams likely won't have as many relievers who can retire lefties and righties and get through three batters because they can't afford them. Which brings us to new rule number two. Forget bringing in a position player to pitch next season unless you're losing by at least six runs or it's an extra inning game. The NFL is crucified as the no-fun league, but you could argue this new baseball rule is worse, possibly. It's neat to see non-traditional pitchers. Some haven't done it since high school. Some are actually effective and strike out insert big-name slugger here. You know how everyone loves seeing NHL emergency goalies, guys who have normal day jobs and then are quickly signed but are forced into action because of injuries? You know how the crowds go wild when a walk-on sees action in a basketball game or an offensive lineman scores a touchdown? Well, baseball knows better than all those other sports. Nothing to see here. And again, this keeps happening. It's just coincidence. It wasn't planned. Once again, it's another in the completely unplanned weekly series of debating sports moments in movies. Again, it just happened. X-Men Days of Future Past was on. It wasn't bad. Do we have the year right? That is really key here. I think in the movie, if you haven't seen it, they go back to the year 1973. That's critical. But I think they go back to 1973. And the movie lovingly recreated Twinkies boxes and billboards and stadium advertisements. Well, they look good anyway. I don't know if they're 100% authentic, but they look good. But at 1973 RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C., you get a really good look at a modern-day Budweiser logo. No problem. It's just a guess, but that was probably intentional anyway. harder to confirm is RFK's seats. Now, RFK Stadium hosted football and baseball in the 1970s, and the X-Men scene looks pretty good, and the stadium seats look really good, painted in that Redskins burgundy and gold. Now, not completely sure, but going by photos from that era, RFK's seats appeared to be some combination of red, blue or gray, and brown at that time. And finally, the big one. Now, this is a moderate giveaway if you still want to see the movie. Magneto descends at RFK, where a groundskeeper is painting the lines for baseball, and the groundskeeper, confused, asks Magneto, "Can I help you?" That is one dedicated groundskeeper, because the Washington Senators baseball team left town 2 years ago. By 1973, the Senators were in their second season as Willie Calhoun called the Texas Rangers. What, they couldn't send Wolverine back to 1971?